The truth is always out there, sometimes way out there, with the Midweek Drive team on Siren 107.3 FM.
Absolutely. And if you actually were using one of those social networking sites called Facebook, you might have already accessed the fact that Cameron Tilbury was already singing the praises, tagging in all sorts of folk, because, yes, it's back on radio time again, 5:02 p.m. Yay! Celebrate and genuinely rejoice, because, as I say, clearly the World Cup had its moments. Not many, admittedly. But, you know, we did better than Canada, let's face it. So that's the important thing.
It's a big game for us tomorrow night, the U.S. I never, ever in my entire life cheered for Canada. It was always England. And then when I lived there and was disappointed every time, I learned not to get my hopes up. So I expected nothing this year and got substantially less than that from the England team. But the U.S. team, we had a great game on Saturday night and big game against the Germans tomorrow night.
It was so close against Portugal, of course. You know, 2-2 in the end, but never mind. Life continues. Yeah. But we're not here to shoot the transatlantic breeze about the world's greatest game. We're here to actually go on and on about something completely different. It's time for the revelation of what your first choice of music is going to be for the listener and a whole heap of others by the fabulous MapleStar music and media stable of quintessentially wonderful stars.
This is one of our new clients. The band is called A Bad Think. Now, that may not sound familiar to some people, but if you are a child of the 80s, you may remember a band called A Flock of Seagulls, or other bands like No Doubt, Alias, The Commodores, Love Spit Love, The Nixons, Dishwalla. This guy has played with all of them. He was the drummer for the British Grammy Award-winning band Flock of Seagulls. He has his own band. This is his fifth studio album. The album is called Sleep. The band is called A Bad Thing, featuring Michael Markert. And you can find it on iTunes and every place else now. It just has gone out to radio around the world this week, and we're kind of getting a first spin here on Siren. This is a band called A Bad Think, and on Siren FM. As you're well aware, Cameron, normally at this point we turn to the studio team and say, so what did you think of On and On by A Bad Think, or whichever magical tune you've actually brought to us? This time round, we're going to make it somewhat special. We'll open it up to our co-pilot, which is you, dear listener. Yeah, that's right, you. You can email us, studio@sirenonline.co.uk, studio@sirenonline.co.uk. You can even telephone on 01522 837337. That's 01522 837337. More easily, you can actually use Twitter, @SirenFM. There we are. Bit of social networking, social media for A Bad Think. Would you like my thoughts on that, Cameron? Yeah, actually, I would.
I think it's going to be a grower. I think it needs probably, like A Flock of Seagulls tunes, probably you need to listen to them a few times before it really begins to settle down. I thought it was a fantastic start, nice and mellow, and sort of faded into, you know, interesting stuff. So currently, it's sitting at a 6.5 out of 10. That doesn't mean it's going to stay there. It may well go higher. I'm just throwing that out, yeah, you know, as a possibility.
I think you'll have to keep playing it lots and lots to really make that happen.
Don't ask me. Ask Mr. Computer. That's what I say. Yeah, it's just a thought. Now, another.
I'm a big fan of progressive rock, like Flying Colors, Transatlantic, bands like that. And listening to this song in my iTunes, it fits right into that. So if you like the more progressive rock stuff, I think you're going
to
like it.
Absolutely. Or, as we used to refer to it, prog rock. Not to be confused with pogo rock, which is obviously bouncing up and down on the same spot. But still, never mind. Talking about rock, pogo rocking, or indeed moshing, might well be something that could be featuring in Nikki Wells' fifth book. Actually, it's her sixth book. So, because number five is already out there, if you include the Christmas novella, it is soon to be launched upon the world. It is called Fallen for Rock. Nothing to do with paleontology. That's an old joke, which I'm consigning to the dustbin now, there and then. But is available, presumably online, to be accessed in all sorts of ways. And, of course, Nikki has her own monthly show on Siren 107.3 FM, which went out on Tuesday and I think goes out on Sunday as well. It's available as well for download, or will be shortly available, produced by our very own Ed Wellman. And that show is called Books Rock.
There you go. Nikki's book, Fallen for Rock, is released worldwide on Monday. So this coming Monday, June 30th.
Yeah, there we are. So just getting ahead.
I've read it, and it's really, really good. If you liked her other stuff, or even haven't read her other stuff, if you like rock, you're going to love this book.
And now, quick question for you. Mary Lee Williams is joining us shortly. Mary Lee is currently doing work placement, but she's a student at the Louisiana State University in Baton Rouge.
You don't pronounce it Louisiana. Louisiana.
Good. Louisiana. And the next thing is, had a little bit of debate in the kind of prepping for this particular program. She's working, or she has been a contributing writer to the Louisiana State University's campus newspaper, the Daily Reveille. Or is it Reveille?
Reveille.
It's Reveille, you see. Reveille, not Reveille. Yeah. These could be critical if she returns to Britain to actually do an MA in community radio. That's why I'm just raising these particular points. Also coming through from the whole sequence, Liv Clark has actually said she's just received our message on voicemail. Well, that's nice. She also put a post on Facebook saying, beyond thrilled to be doing another live link-up with Siren FM Radio later today. She's more than match fit, so let's make it a fun and insightful show. Liv, I feel that's just part and parcel of the whole package, really. But amazingly, we now need to head off to Jersey for our notes from a very small island. I will say there might be some very exciting news coming about in the very near future, vis-a-vis MapleStar Music and Media, and possibly an extended bi-monthly, that means once every other month, show on Siren 107.3 FM, courtesy of the Midweek Drive. That's exciting. I don't want to give too much away at this particular stage, Cameron, but is it fair to say it could be quite exciting?
It could be, or then again not, but we're hoping for the yes, it will be.
Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat on the show today?
I certainly have.
Would you be returning if we can get a photograph of you together?
Yeah.
Did you see the link there, the crazy, almost kind of stilted link to A Flock of Seagulls, you know, 80s band, get the hairstyles ready, enjoy!
Notes from a Very Small Island can only mean it's time for our top Jersey correspondent, Anna Maria Lewis, on the Midweek Drive.
One of the aspects about our correspondents, wherever they happen to come from, be they West Coast, East Coast, East, North, West, whatever geographical location, even Jersey, is that sometimes they, through the media of social networking, actually put up various posts, which we think, how charming, how wonderfully sort of incisive that can be. And one of those aspects certainly is in the purview of Anna Lewis, where she recently shared a wonderful little image about a baby goat learning to walk again. I've often said that Drive Time shows around the globe really need more information about baby goats learning to walk again. Anna, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Not so bad, thanks.
I'd like to feel you're better than better, as opposed to just not so bad, you know.
Sun shining, that's good.
Exactly. Sun shining and no curfew for all teenagers to be home by 11 p.m. So all's well with the world, you know. These are the sort of things. Since we last spoke, which could well have been back in the Flock of 80s Seagulls times. What's been happening? Because obviously we had challenges with our phone system last week, and thanks to the wonderful Nick saying, I'm sorry, he can't get through to you. Have you tried telepathy? things are possible. So what have you been doing with yourself as we head out of June 2014?
Yes, well, the weather has made a big difference to everyone here, as I guess it has in the UK as well. The beaches that are otherwise deserted are full of happy holidaymakers and happy locals. And, things are looking good.
We have to ask the question, Anna. Any handkerchiefs tied with four knots on any of those tourists' heads, or is Jersey just not that kind of tourist resource for the beach?
Yeah, well, to be honest, it is very focused on elderly folk, which is fair enough, because they don't want to go off to Benidorm or
any C strings that we see there. Obviously, the next stage up from G strings, the C string.
And no kiss me quick hats, saucy postcards any longer. But some of the locals are disappointed that they're not the nightclubs that they used to know 30 years ago. Pretty racy acts, actually, but no more of them, unfortunately.
Always problematic when the memory can actually fade just slightly and you're left with a notion of a nightclub that might not have been as wild and racy as you might have remembered it. Otherwise, you'd probably be in jail. But that's by the way. So would you still say Jersey is a place to go if you fancy a nice refined holiday?
Yeah, I think so. It's got beaches to die for. I went on Sunday to St. Brellard's, which is my nearest beach, and the sand was soft and the water was lovely. It was warm. There were lots of people swimming. There are days, there are times when it really is very, very beautiful. Yeah, I would recommend it for holidaymakers.
Is it clearly, when we just do a one-on-one show as opposed to having a studio team, you go all positive about Jersey. You know, bringing other people to the studio, you say, I can't think of anything to recommend it, really. We obviously, the tourist board should be working through this. What about this wonderful video which you have shared, which you've actually said, diagnosed with a debilitating joint disease which left him without the use of his hind legs. Frosty the snow goat finally actually walks.
I mean, it's true. It's a little hop and skip he does in the middle of it all. It's just so it's so cheesy, but it's also so sweet. I mean, animals have... have this terrible life, really. If they're disabled, then they usually get bumped off or put down, whereas whoever invested time in Frosty just saw the potential for him to heal. And I think that's what that's all about. It's all about trusting Mother Nature and a bit of help from his friends to put him back on his feet.
And on a time where sadly we have to say that Douglas Bunn, our show jumping rabbit, has finally jumped one fence too much and has gone up into the great rabbit hutch in the sky. We just have to still say that the spirit of Frosty and Dougie Bunn will obviously echo and resonate across the globe. It's fantastic. Well, that to me, how do we actually follow that on the programme? It's just outstanding. So would you be Jersey-based throughout the summer, or is it a case of, no, as soon as this phone link concludes, I shall be off to Las Vegas?
Yeah, I'll be on the next plane, I wish. My daughter's coming over from London. Mm-hmm. She's got to have a break somewhere in the middle. She's got a dissertation to do. Mm-hmm. I hope to go to France with her at some point, but it'll probably be the end of July. We went Eurostarring to Lille last year, brilliant. Lille is extraordinary. It's brilliant. If anyone gets a chance to Eurostar it down to Lille.
Of course, you could always use the traditional routine, cycle or indeed take the train, but I suppose Eurostarring is. It's an adjective. You just brought in a new adjective there, Eurostar it.
Brilliant.
It's like Google it. There we are. You see, changing the language in every sense. What a perfect way to actually prepare for our journalism student from Louisiana State University, as opposed to Louisiana. I'm going to have to work on these pronunciations, because who knows, we could set up all sorts of wonderful things there. So anyway, she's coming up next, and then Liv Clark from Cumbria. You mentioned your daughter's doing her dissertation. Presumably it's a master's dissertation, it's a postgraduate thing. Do you have any idea what it's about? Has she shared with you? I mean, can we share the positivity?
It's about futurist French manifestos.
Futurist French manifestos.
I haven't got a clue about that, but it's something to do with like futurism and their kind of mission that everything should be absurd and weird and wonderful. Is that their alien language to me?
Michel Gondry, possibly. And possibly. The work of Heavy Metal magazine, Metal Erland.
Yes, of course, Heavy Metal.
Heavy Metal, yes.
Very heavy.
Very
it's
heavy.
Like Plastic Bertrand, he's avant-garde.
Sans plan pour moi. Sans plan pour moi. Sans plan pour moi. Sorry. Sometimes we just get carried away. Yeah, well, he does actually. But then again, there are always things like classic gold stations to actually carry through with that. Yeah, I just wonder if Plastic Bertrand has actually emerged into the Siren 107.3 FM playlist. Because if he hasn't, then I think, Sa Plan Pour Moi, it's with us.
You should have a sort of slot for French music just to kind of open the cultural window. Yeah, she's got a French department that can contribute.
I'm thinking maybe yes, given that Le Grand Départ kicks off from Yorkshire. Who would have thought, eh? Harrogate, the French Tour de France. You know, amazing. It just goes to show the quality that's actually there. So, yeah, it's this weekend. So exciting things go around Le Grand Départ. And then the week after that, it's the Great Yorkshire Show. Oh, it's so... Anna, you should forget Lille. You should get on the plane, get up to Lincoln and Yorkshire.
I should see these kind of things. I'll put that on my list of places to go.
Yeah. And indeed, Frosty. Frosty, the look of sheer joy on his face will melt your heart. I'm going to share this now because I think it needs to be shared. So I've actually just shared the joy of Frosty as well. We won't have the flaming lips, and do you realise we'll hold fire on that. We will go out with Sa Plan Pour Moi. Anna, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with this?
I have. It's cheered my day up immensely.
Well,
thank you.
Just, you see, we should be available as a sort of therapeutic aspect, which is what we've been angling for in any sense of the word. Back again next week?
Yep, definitely.
Don't get too excited as Plastic Bertrand takes to the stage.
Brilliant.
Sur mon lit à bouffer sa langue en buvant prends mon whisky quant à moi peu dormi vie débris mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash.